Ufnei iver lo sitei michshol, Chazal say one is usher to cause person, to assist a person in sinning. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rav Mabei says that ufnei iver doesn't apply if the person could violate the Avera without, if it's Chad, if the only way we could do the sin is to use it with Esther, but if you could do it anyway, so the Gemara says it's no with Naiver. Aye, but Tosis and Shabbat stuff, Gimon Aleph says even though there's no Issad Raisa, but there's an Issad Rabbana Messiah Idei Ovdei Avera. So he says, even so in the case that we're talking about the first Nishan Shabbos, about the Ani and the Balabayas, so the Gemara, so they point out, even if the poor man was capable of putting the object in the Rishus HaYachid without the assistance of the Balabayas, the Balabayas is still Asamin Drabanan from leaving his hand open and assisting the poor person in the sin. Because the Rush explains, if the Torah obligates a person to rebuke a sinner, and you should try to intercede and stop him, how much more so you can't lend assistance to him? So, it's a Din Drabanan. So, the Shach maintains that this Issa Drabanan, Misayei de Ovdei Avera, only applies to Yidden, but not to assisting Ovdei Avodah Zarah and things which are us. In other words, the Shach permits selling an...
Good night.
The Shach permits selling an Avodah Zarah item which he plans to use later in his worship. There's no Issa Misayah for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He says, since the Rush links the Yisr of Messiah to the mitzvah of giving Tokacha, and the Yisrael has no obligation to rebuke an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, therefore there's no Yisr to offer the Avodah Zarah, there's no Yisr to offer him assistance. So on one hand we see you could help an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you could sell them the clothes they're going to use for the worship, yet you can't, yet we see there from about the Zohar here from the Gemara Shabbos, we see you can't help someone. So that's what the Shach's distinction was Jew versus an observant Jew versus Goyim. And there was a Shach claim. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about an observant Jew, where the Gemara in Avodah Zarah was either talking about a Yisrael Mummer or a non-Jew. So when is there an Issa Drabanan? We're talking about an observant Jew. We're talking about a Yisrael Mummer or a non-Jew. So then there is Messiah. The Noda Yehuda explains that today, for this purpose, is even a teenage Shanishba is like considered Yisrael Mummer, and there wouldn't be a problem. That's how some were in the distinction. Then why the Gemara and Shabbos, it's Usher because there's an observant Jew, while the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is from a Yisrael Mummer Magai. Others, the Ksav Sofer, and we see the Binyan Tzion, make a different distinction. The Gemara in Shabbos was discussing helping the person during the actual time of the Avera. In other words, you're in the middle, you're helping out the Isser Hotzah you're actually involved in. That's why it's Isser. But in Avodah Zarah, we're talking about aiding them before the time of the Avera. So that's what the Ksav Sofer writes as well as the Binyan Tzion, that the Issur Messiah only applies if the assistance is offered directly for the Maisa Avera, as where the Mishnah, where the poor man's act of Hanacha is performed in the Baal Bayis's hand. But selling someone an item he plans to use for a sin is not considered Misayel Dvar Avera, since the seller is not participating in the actual sin. So that's where does the binyan tzion? So that's the binyan tzion is like the ksav sofer. Where does the binyan tzion discuss it? He had the following case that they wanted to know: could they give something to a non-Jewish printer? They're open on Shabbos, and they have Jewish people working there. So they wanted to know, is there a problem of misayeya l'dvar aveira? So obviously, according to the Shach, it's not a problem. Because it's a Yisroel Mamur, and therefore there's no problem with Nehivir. So that's what, so the Binyan Tzion doesn't go with the Shach, he says a different reason. He says, when is misayeya l'dvar aveira? It's only when you aid the person at the actual time of the Avera, like with the Bala Bayis and the Ani. Or if you ask, or you explicitly request one to do it on Shabbos. You ask a Jew to do it on Shabbos. But since in this case, we don't even know if it's going to be done on Shabbos or to be a Jew, so it's not a problem. But it's also happening before. Like the Netziv writes, he was asked, could you be Masada Kedusha at a wedding where you know people aren't keeping Taras HaMishpacha? So he goes through different things, but one of his answers is, it's not a problem because when the rabbi's Masada Kedusha, that's not the problem of marrying them, the two Yidden. The problem is we're going to do later, so therefore since the sin, since the act comes prior to the Avera, so therefore we don't apply Misayeya. Or the Melamed Lahoel, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, discusses a case where, let's say, you have Jewish partners and non-Jewish partners. Religious Jewish partners and non-religious Jewish partners. So the religious ones, the observant Jews, wanted to know, could they have to sell their share because they wanted to be open on Shabbos? Because the majority are non-religious and they want to be open on Shabbos. They want to know, do they have to sell their shares? So the Melamed Mahoel, Rav Hoffman, discusses whether Ludevai Ve'lifnei Iver, or Misayeya, when the partners leave the store open on Shabbos. So basically, in the Tshuva, he writes that he thinks there's no prohibition with Ne'ivir or Misayeya, because when the prohibited, there's no prohibition with Ne'ivir when the prohibited action is an inaction, basically by Sheva Atasa. I think in this case the question to him was whether the religious partners have to divest themselves from the business. They already made the investment, so therefore since the Shevi Atasa, they didn't think it was a problem. Or the famous Kasha Ramosha discusses in Igros Moshe, could the caterer cater in a fear, or is it going to be mixed dancing? So according to the, again, the Shach and Dogen Rebbe, not a problem. And also in this case, he's worried about they're going to eat treif. They're not even going to go to a kosher caterer. And then he says another reason that the misayeya l'dvar aveira only applies when the primary purpose of the item is given to the blind person. I.e., here in this case, the purpose of catering is to cater the meal, which is entirely permissible, so therefore he says you don't have to worry about it. So we see the different Haterim advance in the Achronim. You had the Shach with the Togum Revava about that Yisrael Mummer, or non-Jews, or whether you're actually doing Misayeya prior to the Avera or at the time of the Avera, and whether the aid is only incidental Like you're not doing, you're serving them food, you're not in charge of the entertainment. Or as Rav Malamed of Homer of Sri Hoffman wrote, if it's Shevi Atasa, so therefore it's not a problem of Misayeya Lidvar Avera.